The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Steph, there's an event happening tomorrow, Jam Saturday for Jam Orange. There's a whole heap of local performers performing in the CBD around town, some in taxis.
I was going to say, yeah, you won't be able to escape them. These performers will be everywhere.
Everywhere.
And this is such a wonderful initiative for our region, and we are so fortunate to actually have a Jam Oranger
joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Now, her name is Atalia Sutherland. She is absolutely incredible. We'll be performing at Chateau de Chocolat, which is on Lord's Place, tomorrow. And then I think...
Grocer and Co. She's got a couple of big performances tomorrow.
Well, she's just setting up now to do a very special performance for R&B Fridays ahead of Jam Saturday for Jam Orange tomorrow. This is Atalia Sutherland on here.
What's up?
Okay.
Turn your radio up.
Yeah.
R&B Friday.
It's R&B done right.
On hit.
It's all yours. Whenever you're ready.
Sweet.
Take it away.
Had an echo in so much space. And you're out there without a care. Oh yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew, yeah, I knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. Oh, oh, oh. So come on now. Who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Ha, 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 bless your soul. You really think you are, you're in control. Emotions had an echo in so much space. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
Friday on hit.
Absolutely outstanding. We'll get you to just jump on that microphone there. Atalia Sutherland performing tomorrow for Jam Saturday. Chateau de Chocolat, also the Grocer and Co. and Washington and Co., I believe. You can find out more details on Facebook. But here's what we want to know. Let me just get rid of the clapping for a second. How long have you been performing now?
I've been performing all of my life. My dad's a musician, so kind of had no choice growing up. And I've got 5 siblings, so I've got a sister and 4 brothers, and they're all pretty musical as well. So, yeah, just sang with them and went from there.
Developed from there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's your style? What's your favourite sort of music to listen to?
I like a bit of everything, to be honest. Bit of pop, R&B, country even, and soul. I love soul, so yeah.
Excellent.
Now, how long have you been involved with Jam Orange?
Well, I'm good friends with the people down at Landers, so they hooked me up.
Shout out to Landers.
Yeah, the best place to go. And, yeah, they hooked me up and got me to be a part of Jam Orange, so... Yeah.
Well, if your performances this weekend are anything like we've just been listening to, it'll be an amazing weekend. So we can't recommend you highly enough.
Yeah, so where are some of the other gigs this weekend that you're doing?
I'm at the Grocer & Co. as well, and that's 11 till 12, I think that one is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm at the Washington & Co. at 6 to 7.
So. On Saturday night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big day.
Yes, it is.
Huge day. You'll be ready for a rest by the end of it.
I will. I definitely will be.
Now, is there a website? Is there somewhere where people can go to if they're going, hey, this Jam Orange sounds pretty great. Where do we find out more?
Yes, we've got a Jam Orange Facebook page, and you can hop on and have a look, and all of the artists that are performing throughout the day will be on there. So.
And you've, of course, got your own Facebook page as well. If people just heard that and thought, damn, I want this girl at my next event, or we wanted to play in our, you know, bar or whatever it might be, what's your details?
My music page is Atalia Sutherland Music, and you can hop on and give it a like or a share if you like.
I feel like we've recorded all of this today, and in 10 years' time, we'll come back and we'll go,
remember,
hey,
that time we spoke to Megastar?
Yes, remember that Megastar who popped into our studio once upon a time? You're an amazing performer. Good luck for the weekend. We cannot wait to hear and see more from you.
Thank you so much.
Get up with Chris and Steph.
I have an issue with YouTube stars.
Didn't say with me. I was
not
like,
with you.
Probably not the place, mate.
I'll save that for after the show. In a specially mentored HR meeting. That's usually the case, isn't it?
Do you mind if Cheryl Lee joins us?
we need a witness for this. Oh, do we? Okay, cool.
Right.
It's going to be one of those meetings. I'll ring my family.
My girl on Thursday. What did you say this time, Steph? Anyway, back it up. You've got an issue with YouTube.
Yeah, because we need to record this meeting. I have an issue with YouTube stars or even online stars that believe their pets can talk to them. I have a serious issue with people who go, oh, look, the dog's saying something to me. Like it's talking, can't you see? I mean, if you listen really, really closely. I say this because this week a Twitter starlet... Would you call her? I don't know, a Twitter personality. Kelsey Hayes has posted a video of her saying, I love you, to a dog. And the video has copped more than 2.6 million likes, I think, or views, or 2.6 million something. But she's caught the moment where the dog has tried to copy her and say, I love you back. See if you believe the dog... is saying I love you or just yawning like I suspect. This is what it sounds like.
Oh, I love you.
It's not saying I love you.
He speaks. Puppy talks to how can I follow this YouTuber? How do I get into this? Did you hear? Go again. The puppy was speaking to her.
I love you.
He's got indigestion, clearly. Oh, what does he say? I'm not buying it. I mean, people, owners of pets are always inclined to think that their pets have more skills than I think they actually do.
Well, I must, like, on this front, I think the pup is definitely talking and I bet he does love her. But I often think that, you know, people who train their birds to talk.
Oh, yes.
And I think that we get confused because the birds don't understand... Neither do dogs. They don't understand the language they're speaking.
They just understand
the reward that comes with that.
Yeah.
So they don't have an understanding of the language. They can just say the words. It's like when a kid learns to count in another language, but you can't say what number's five when they're just counting. You know, they've just learned the sound of the language.
Oh, so you're just copying the sounds and they're just counting. They're just saying it in line and
they're
just repeating the phrase.
Yeah, like if a kid says, I can count to 10 in Japanese, and they say, I don't know how to. You know, Ichi, Ni, San, Shi, Go, Roku, da, 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 da. But you say, what's number five? And they wouldn't know which, because they can't.
Go?
It hasn't.
I think it's go, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway,
I get what you're saying.
But like, what I mean is that there's imitation versus understanding. So,
that's the word, imitation, where they're just trying to copy exactly what you're doing.
Love you.
It's so cute. I think that papa's definitely talking.
Well, I think 2.6 million views are with you. Kelsey Hayes on Twitter. That's what she's posted during the week. And now, superstar, because of what kind of a dog is it? It's a mini Australian Shepherd called Precious. That's the dog's name.
Oh, no.
Did we lose you on the Precious
bit? You lost me a little bit.
Oh, good on you, Precious.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
On a Friday, it's all about fortune cookies. So we like to hand them out. You can call in 13 12 16. We'll crack open a fortune cookie and tell you what your weekend is going to bring.
Yeah, you don't actually get to eat the fortune cookie. That stays with us. We consume those. But we read the little message inside for you and give you some guidance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we like to warm up first by reading out cookies for each other. So, Steph, would you like a cookie too?
Yes, please.
To
I'd
begin
love
with?
A cookie.
Let
please.
Me just, I'll grab this one. So this one says, you like Chinese food. Okay, let's
no,
do that
no,
one again.
Let's go again.
Let's see if we get something better than that. There are big changes ahead for you. They will be good ones. There are big changes ahead for you. They will be good ones.
My psychic said pretty much the same thing not long ago. So
really?
I'm feeling that. Yeah,
but were you legitimate? You went to a psychic?
Yeah. I remember that.
Was I here?
Yes.
Oh, I was here. No, that's because I wasn't in the room with you when it happened. You went to see your psychic in, like, the meeting room here around the offices.
Yeah, but then I, like, booked in and, like, had, like, a full psychic reading.
A full reading.
Yeah.
All right, so that's in line with what she said. There are big changes ahead for you. They will be good ones. Mm-hmm. All right. Can
okay.
I have one? Can I have a cookie?
Yeah, hold on. Can I just get that other bucket?
Yeah, you have that.
There you
go.
Yep.
All right, cool.
A chance meeting opens new doors to success and friendship.
A chance meeting. Sorry, read that out again.
A chance meeting opens new doors to success and friendship.
Success and friendship. Not really looking for any friends at the moment. Pretty good for friendship. No. All chock-a-block for friendship. But if they want to provide me with like an opportunity, I mean, I'm all ears. Like you never not hear what the opportunity is. You go, oh, okay, that could be nice.
Look, this is a great way for you to earn some little extra money. And look, all I'm going to do is ask you to sign up 6 other people. And everyone you sign up, you're going to receive a little bit more.
You're absolutely right.
You should be making money in your sleep.
The number of people we know involved in pyramid scams are tremendously,
multi-level marketing.
Sorry, multi-level marketing.
This is a great opportunity for you. Do it at home.
Sorry, I was using a wrong term. I don't know what I was thinking. Sorry, I retract. Sorry. I retract what I was saying.
Monorail.
Yeah, I've got a unique opportunity for you. 13, 12, 16. Would you like a fortune cookie? You can have one. Give us a ring and we'll open them up and give you your fortune for the weekend to come.
Fortune Cookie Friday.
Oh, time to hand out fortune cookies galore on 13, 12, 16. If you would like us to crack open a fortune cookie and read out what your fortune is for the weekend, 13, 12, 16.
Chris, I've just signed you up for a pyramid scheme of some description.
Yeah, what was my cookie was?
A chance meeting opens new doors to success and friendship.
Right, so
a great network of friends who support each other.
Right, someone's coming door knocking to my house over the weekend.
Pretty much.
That's what it sounds like. Oh, what are you selling? Okay, cool. Go away. What was yours? Hang on, I've misplaced yours. Yours was
changes coming or something.
Oh, first you got you like Chinese food, which is them having a bit of a joke because obviously that's what you're getting.
I feel like it was a bit of an insult because I didn't get any Chinese food with this cookie.
It's them being ironic. There are big changes ahead for you. They will be good ones.
Good.
Great.
And I said my psychic said the same thing not long ago, so you're smack bang on the money.
Backing up the details.
I mean, it's very unlikely that you and my psychic would be wrong.
I mean, that is true. I mean, two reliable sources.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 13, 12, 16. Olivia is joining us to play Fortune Cookie Friday. Morning, Olivia. How's your morning going?
It's good.
It's good.
I'm pretty excited.
It's good.
For the weekend.
Who isn't? Absolutely.
Yes.
What? Now, this is where we go from here. We go, what's your plans for the weekend? What are you doing?
Sleeping. Because
nice.
I've had some pretty big weekends the past couple of weeks.
So you're going to turn it back. Can I ask you a question? What's going on in your life? Do you have any, you know, you've called up to get a fortune cookie. Is there any sort of guidance you're hoping for? Do you have any big decisions coming up or anything like that?
Finance, romance, travel, like what are you needing?
Some travel guidance, I think. We're talking about going to New Zealand next year.
New Zealand?
Nice.
That's very nice. And what's attracting you to New Zealand? Why do you want to go there?
First overseas trip. So short trip.
Yeah, good. Start off small.
Just over the pond. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Mm. All right.
They speak English, so that's a bonus.
Well, you don't want to have a communication barrier, you know, where you visit somewhere. You need to be able to get yourself out of trouble if necessary.
Exactly.
What do you reckon? Do you want your fortune cookie from Steph or from myself? Who are you going to pick?
Steph.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Just grab that cookie.
Trust your intuition.
Trust your intuition.
So if you feel in New Zealand, maybe you just go to New Zealand. Don't let anyone try to talk you out of it. Don't let someone go, oh, why don't you go to Bali? Or you should try Thailand. Or I had a great time in London recently.
Vanuatu. Yeah.
But you've just got to stick to your guns and be like, nah, trust my intuition. I'm going to go to New Zealand.
Yeah. And check out the Hobbits.
Check out the Hobbits. Is that something that you do? Because I've always wanted to go to Hobbiton and go and check out the little houses in the hills and pretend to be a giant for a day. Is that what you'd be keen on doing?
Yeah, like if it's not on your travel bucket list, then what are you even doing?
Yeah, exactly. if you're not visiting Hobbiton, take a red hot look at yourself because you're doing something wrong. And as your fortune cookie said, trust your instincts. Go to Hobbiton. Pretend to be a wizard for a day. Dress up in some hairy feet and really immerse yourself in the Hobbit lifestyle.
Or maybe if you're taking a special someone with you, maybe you're after the ring.
Oh, maybe you are.
Is that the right movie?
That is. My precious. All right. Well, good luck with your plans for New Zealand, and hopefully we'll chat to you again, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Thank you, Olivia. And I just took note, you actually inadvertently came up with a great catch cry for New Zealand. If you feel in New Zealand, is what you said in there. I'm like, that's a good sort of tourism New Zealand campaign, if you feel in New Zealand.
I was just chuffed with my reference to that.
The movie?
Yes.
Which was?
Lord of the Rings.
Yes, absolutely. Can we hear your impersonation again of that character?
The ring. I haven't actually seen said movie. I don't know what I'm actually quoting. I've seen memes.
You're doing the best with what you got. But now I want to ask this question on 13, 12, 16. I was going to say weird body features, but let's call it unique because I think weird's a bit negative. Let's call it what is your unique body feature this morning on 13, 12, 16. Why am I asking this question? Well, a social media manager in the UK has a ongoing unique problem.
Mm-hmm.
With weird-sounding hiccups that she's been experiencing since the age of 12.
Oh, the darling. Oh, so only when she gets hiccups. She doesn't have them constantly.
Well, it happens at least once a day that she gets these weird, unusual, unique hiccups.
Yeah.
They sound like this. These occur at least once a day. She gets these hiccups.
Thinking, is it Cook Park at the moment with all the bats?
Yeah, bats. Bats everywhere. Or velociraptors.
Wait, do you want tiny little raptors.
Let's hear the bit where she's brushing her teeth and gets hiccups. It's this bit.
Okay, enough. That's not
the
speakers. I'm not enjoying
it. Get rid of that, sorry. But it's a unique thing that she's been experiencing since she was 12. Sometimes she'll get them for longer times, 2 to 3 times a month she can get them. I mean, absolutely interesting is the phrase that I'm looking for. But do you have a unique body feature? Do you have something different that maybe it's a party trick? Maybe it's you've got that tail that you were growing when you were a baby. Remember that?
Yes, the extended spine.
Extended spine, or maybe you're double jointed. I know, Steph, you're double jointed.
You've brought a pretzel.
You've brought that to the show many times before, and that saying too. Do you have something unique that
other
you can
than
share?
Just, yeah, being that double jointed.
Double jointed.
I think most of my joints hyperextend, but the cool one is definitely my arm, especially been doing a bit of self defense lately, and I just don't tap out because
you
can take
it
right back. Like my arm bends entirely the wrong way. It's a lot of fun, and it's my only part of chicken. Oh, and the bubbles. Have I shown you the bubbles before?
What? Yeah, I know the bubbles. What is the bubbles?
I can blow bubbles off the end of my tongue.
Yes, you have. That's also unsettling. 13, 12, 16. Do you want to do it now?
No, I won't be able to do it on demand. I will normally, but like not on the radio. It's not going to sound pleasant.
13. Visual it's got to sound better than the hiccups. 13, 12, 16. Do you have a unique body feature? Something about yourself that no one else can replicate. Maybe there's something unique that you can do that is just you.
Love it. Yeah, give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
And we're asking for your unique body features on 13, 12, 16.
Maybe you're without a belly button.
Maybe.
That just came to my head. I was like, that'd be cool.
That's a very interesting
maybe
one.
Maybe you just weren't born or alien or...
I've often heard of people who've had to have surgery. And they've just removed it as part of the process because it's just easier. Just get rid of the belly button. Don't technically need it. It's just holding your insides in, I suppose. And then they've had it removed. They've gone, go for it, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
And got rid of it. We're asking this today because of the, I think it's a UK social media manager. She has a peculiar bout of the hiccups every single day. And it sounds like this. I just love it so much.
It just sounds like being at Cook Park when all the bats start up.
Very much so. Oh, they're just trapping me. Oh,
okay, it's enough.
I enjoy it.
No, it hurts my ears. It makes me feel nauseous.
Well, so your unique body features is what we're asking for on 13, 12, 16. We spoke about Steph, you're double jointed. You won't tap out in your, is it karate classes?
Because whatever I'm doing.
They can't bend your arm far enough for you to go, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, all my joints hyperextend.
Is that the term, hyperextend?
Yeah, that's what the physio told me once.
Yeah, really? Well, there you go. 13, 12, 16. We've got Philippa joining us. What's your unique body feature, Philippa?
I can't actually go cross-eyed, so one eye stays straight, but the other eye, like, goes inwards. It's really bizarre. Oh,
that's so cool.
I feel like that's worse. It's like one eye's following you around the room and the other one isn't.
Yeah, it kind of creeps people out sometimes, but it's a good party trick.
Wow, so one stays perfectly dead on, straight.
And then the other one just, like, zoops into the middle.
Yep, and I can move, like, either or inside, but I can't do both.
Oh, that's cool. I've seen people do that.
You must kill it at parties. People must just hang around you to see your cross-eyed trick.
Yeah, kind of, before they run away because it makes them nervous.
Well, I wouldn't do it constantly. I'd stop at some point, but thank you, Philippa. That's a good one.
Do you have any?
I can move my eyebrows independently of each other.
Do it. Oh, weird.
I don't know how I got that skill, but I can
feels
move
like that
my...
takes training. That means you can do the cool face thing where, like, you pretend to, like, pull it up on a string.
Oh, yeah, do the fake...
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, like that
You're
thing.
You're funny.
No one can see that, but I was doing the fake invisible wire trick.
Yeah, it was very funny.
We'll leave the phone lines open because I can see other people are calling. So if you do have a unique body feature, something that specifically is only something that you can do or something that you have... 13, 12, 16. If you call through, we'll try and get your story on the air next.
Yeah, love it.
13, 12, 16. Get up with Chris and Steph. This morning we're talking about unique body features.
Yeah, we certainly are. You mentioned a couple of times the woman who has the most unique sounding hiccups we could possibly imagine.
She's actually been to a number of doctors. They cannot figure out how to fix it. And what to do about it. So she's had it's ongoing since the age of about 12. Do you want to hear them just...
Only quickly, because they make me feel a little bit nauseous.
Let me play my favourite ones of her brushing her teeth, getting the hiccups.
It hurts my soul.
That is her hiccups. So we've been talking about unique body features. What have you got that is specifically something that either only you can do or something that only you have that no one else has? 13, 12, 16. Mel's joining us this morning. What's your unique body feature, Mel?
Well, I have a very obvious dimple above my bum.
Oh, a bum dimple.
A bum dimple, huh?
Like, do you mean like where like on your lower back where your bum would meet, like where you could get a dolphin tattoo? Like, do you mean in that zone?
That zone?
No, even lower. So directly above, like the top of my bum, I've got a very, very obvious dimple.
Cute.
So my husband always laughs at me about it.
Oh, it's cute because you hear me like, oh, you've got dimples in your cheeks. Everyone's like, no, you don't. And then he's like, not that cheek.
No, I've got other dimples in my cheek, but I've got a very obvious dimple above my bum.
It's just a case of I'm not sure where to take the conversation because I'm feeling quite
nervous.
I think
it's adorable. I bet your hubby loves it. I think he would think it's the cutest thing to wear, your little dimple bum. Yeah.
I reckon from here on, Mel, we do a phoner every day, which is where have you got a dimple? Yeah, I think we do that every day from now on, inspired by your story.
Yeah, why not?
All right, we'll do it from Monday show. Where have you got a dimple on 13, 12, 16? Good story, Mel. Everyone's got something unique that they can share. Thank you very much to everyone.
You're all snowflakes.
Oh, yes, because every snowflake is different and unique.
Yeah.
That's right. Is that why?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Good. Got it. Thank you very much for everyone's unique body.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.